Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today at the White House. On Thursday, the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and said the sides agreed to high-level talks next week. The U.S. continues to escalate tensions in the Caribbean. A U.S. official says the military conducted another airstrike targeting a suspected drug vessel in the region. The tensions are focused on Venezuela, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Trump blames Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro for drugs coming into the U.S. and is trying to pressure him to step down. The administration offering $50 million for information leading to his arrest and conviction on drug charges.
John Bolton's the latest critic of former President Trump to face criminal charges, indicted on 18 counts related to mishandling classified information. He has denied wrongdoing. He served as national security advisor in the first Trump White House. This is ABC News. One of the nation's most popular food items is the subject of a trademark infringement lawsuit. ABC's Faith Abube explains.
Smucker's, the makers of Uncrustables, is suing Trader Joe's, claiming the grocery chain's crustless frozen sandwich too closely resembles its own signature design. Uncrustables are a staple everywhere, from school cafeterias to NFL locker rooms, where players collectively eat an estimated 80,000 of them each season. Now Smucker's claims Trader Joe's frozen PB&Js were obvious copycats, claiming it already trademarked a, quote, round pie-like shape with distinct peripheral angulated crimping.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are a game away from returning to the World Series. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-1. They lead the National League Championship Series 3-0. The American League Series tied at 2 after the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners 8-2. Both series continue tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection would like you to be aware of scams going around. Scammers convince consumers to invest their money in fraudulent schemes by using many different tricks, even romance. Ahead of Sweetest Day on October 18th, consumers can protect themselves from heartbreak and devastating financial loss by learning how these scams work and how to identify them. In recent years, a form of investment fraud known as pig butchering has become more common. In this scam, the scammer targets a consumer by pretending to be an online romantic interest or investment coach. The scammer builds a relationship with their target through a dating app, text messages, or social media platform. Next, the scammer asks their target to invest with them in a promising new trading platform or by buying an exciting new cryptocurrency. They guarantee big returns, but what the consumer does not know is that the proposed investment is secretly controlled by the scammer. The consumer is provided fake growth charts and account statements from the fake trading platform and are then encouraged to invest more money into the scheme. This is called fattening the pig. When the consumer runs out of money or realizes it's a scam, the scammer butchers the pig by disappearing with all the investment funds. The best way for consumers to handle a pig butchering scam is to recognize the red flags and avoid it entirely by never giving money to anyone they meet online. Some warning signs consumers can take note of include: no trustworthy romantic interest or investment coach will pressure someone to quickly invest a large amount of money into a little-known trading platform or cryptocurrency. If you or someone you know realizes that you've been scammed, you should take the following steps. Stop all contact with the scammer. Save all communications with the scammer, including bank and cryptocurrency account transaction records. Collect any identifying information they have about the scammer, including their name, phone number, email and mailing addresses, and social media account handles, and report the scam to your financial institutions, credit card companies, and local law enforcement right away. Consumers with questions are encouraged to contact the DFI's Division of Securities at 608-266-2139. Looking for a volunteer opportunity? Well, the Mercer Area Snowgoers have one for you. This Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., you're invited to join the crew for their annual brushing day. Starting at 9, you'll arrive for trail assignment and bakery goods with coffee to start the day. And they do ask that you bring any equipment you may have to help maintain the trails, including pole saws, chainsaws, weed whackers, brush loppers, side-by-sides, and ATVs, and be sure to pack plenty of water and dress accordingly for outdoor work. Lunch will be provided after 1 p.m. as a thank you for helping them get the trails ready for the best riding season yet. They do ask that you please mark if you plan to attend so they can make sure to have enough food, and you can find this event posting on the Mercer Area Snowgoers Facebook page. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m. over at 2625 West Margaret Street in Mercer. How did Wisconsin end the fiscal year in 2025? Joanne Krulitz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office. The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on DOA's website.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And Atmo Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Atmo Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Atmo Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AtmoCars.com.
The U.S. is still in a bit of a tight spot when it comes to soybeans, with no buys coming from China and a large supply coming from the harvest. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and there is a lot of work being done to try to find some new markets. The United Soybean Board Director Nancy Kavazanjian is here to share a bit about how they're trying to get more soybeans into Africa.
In Africa, more than 70% of the farmers are women. So it is important to have other women farmers there to talk farmer to farmer. Nigeria is the largest country in Africa. It also is a major aquaculture market. It's a country that needs more protein to feed their markets and feed their people. So if we can show them how to do a better job of raising their fish more efficiently using soy, it's a win-win both for us because we're developing markets for soy and they're developing markets to feed their people.
Nancy Kavazanjian, the United Soybean Board Director. And as someone that likes both soybeans and fish, it just sounds like a great partnership that hopefully we can move forward on. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. With spooky season here, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be extending their Halloween festivities to 2 days. The first day will be Saturday, October 25th, and the second day will be Friday, October 31st. When you're there, there's so much to do with treats, costumes, animals, corn maze, and lots of Wisconsin products. If you like this news and want more of it, make sure to download our brand new Midwest Farm Report app on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 56 degrees. 98Q Country.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, man of mine. want to be a man of mine.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July, I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Country.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. She's feeling that
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today at the White House. On Thursday, the president spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and said the sides agreed to high-level talks next week. The U.S. continues to escalate tensions in the Caribbean. A U.S. official says the military conducted another airstrike targeting a suspected drug vessel in the region. The tensions are focused on Venezuela, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Trump blames Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro for drugs coming into the U.S. and is trying to pressure him to step down, the administration offering $50 million for information leading to his arrest and conviction on drug charges.
John Bolton's the latest critic of former President Trump to face criminal charges, indicted on 18 counts related to mishandling classified information. He has denied wrongdoing. He served as national security advisor in the first Trump White House. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like you to know that on Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed through traffic for culvert replacements. It will be closed 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. Once again, Monday, October 20th, the Timms Hill Entrance Road will be closed for culvert replacements from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Visitors to the park will be directed to use the exit road to access the park. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and understanding. Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., the Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts invite you to join them for an evening you're sure to enjoy. This is their annual meeting, featuring a board meeting at 5 p.m., followed by a potluck and a program at 6:15 p.m., and you can find the agenda of the meeting at ironcountyoutdoors.org. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 21st at 5 p.m., over at the Mercer Community Center. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. but up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Ziemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Recall of Cavera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lapa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Monaco Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AquaCars.com.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's the Super Ultra Mega Sale at Park Falls Builders October 20th through the 24th. Monday, live demo with Craig Power Tools. Tuesday, sample Bigfoot barbecue sauce from 11 to 4. Wednesday and Thursday, enjoy Double D's food truck plus Tailhand's new product Thursday 3 to 5. And on Friday, mixers with M from Kayla's Kitchen 2 to 5. Buy one, get one free on Best Look Paint and up to 50% off summer seasonals. Don't miss out. Visit Park Falls Building and Hardware on Highway 13, a family tradition since 1980.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest, we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
98Q Country.
Attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like a Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize. Was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my. She's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her. It's like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling when she walked in here this evening. I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. In her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hands. I love this American. Gets her rocks off watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning.
Saturday you can't even sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the shame. That's a
from now on, need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Daddy, come home.
Hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
They're building up this water town. September day, was I crazy to think she'd stay? If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. Against the cold, let her memory take hold, stirring that old fire up as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper on her. She might have stayed forever.
Jason Aldean there. A little more summertime, 98Q Country. Hey, we're here. It's a Friday. We got the 17th of October. Thawed out a little bit from our cross-country coverage yesterday. Got a little chilled out there, but wasn't too bad. A good afternoon of action, and we were able to bring that to you between here and over on Trail Mix. And congratulations go out to the Apprentice Boys team as they are conference champions this year. So Apprentice won the boys' side, and Assumption won the girls' side yesterday. And also congratulations to Leah Harper
of Phillips finished second, and Haley Bodo of Shawamigan finished in fourth, and Kylie Creason of Prentice Rib Lake finished in sixth, all to make first-team all-conference on the girls' side, and Gavin Esterholm, conference champion for Phillips on the boys' side, and Henry Regeer of Prentice Rib Lake finished in third, both making first-team all-conference, along with Prentice's Caleb Scott. Also, you finish in the top eight, and that gets you all-conference honors. I want to mention Ruby McCormick, also first-team all-conference. She finished in eighth place. So we'll talk more about some of those results. It was a fun afternoon hanging out with the athletes and coaches at Shawamigan School yesterday. And the awards ceremony, we're going to we'll archive that for you at 98qcountry.com, honoring all 24 of the all-conference athletes from honorable mention through first and second team. We were able to broadcast that on Trailmix last night, so I'm going to edit that a little bit later this morning. So maybe this afternoon, check in to 98qcountry.com under our podcast section. There's now a podcast and an archive section. We're working on the archive. There's nothing in there. So just go to podcast, and you'll see that later today. We'll get that trimmed up. And we're looking forward to bringing you cross-country sectionals from Phillips a week from Saturday. We're going to be out there talking with the coaches and the athletes, and just a good community event. There'll be a lot of buses rolling into that event a week from Saturday because the qualifiers there, of course, head off to state for Wisconsin Rapids. So well done, cross-country athletes. A good afternoon and almost into the evening of cross-country yesterday at the Shawamigan School. Words of wisdom for this Friday, the 17th of October. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family.
My wife Jean and I have two boys, Trent and Troy. For Christmas, the year after Trent was born, Jean put his hospital baby cap in a box, wrapped it up, and placed it under the tree for me. Ladies, you can probably guess the message she was trying to send. And guys, I bet you'd be just as lost as I was when I opened it. With a funny look on my face, I took the cap out of the box and asked, "Is this for Trent?" Jean looked back at me like, "Are you really that dense?" Apparently I was. I still didn't get it. I asked her, "Did you miswrap this? What does this mean?" Jean shook her head at me, slightly exasperated, and said, "I'm pregnant." Looking back, I suppose her message to me should have been clear. But ladies, allow me to offer you just one bit of advice about your husband. Don't ask him to read your mind. What Jean did with the baby cap at Christmas was all in good fun, but dropping clever hints isn't necessarily a good strategy for a happy marriage. If you want your husband to understand you about romance, sex, money, really about anything, be clear. Little clues around the house won't register for him. I'm sorry about that. Be straight and tell him exactly what you need. You're probably thinking, that sure doesn't sound very romantic. Well, give it a try. You might change your mind when you see a positive response from your husband. There's nothing more romantic than a marriage that's strong, thriving, and everything you dreamed of. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you a veteran or dependent or survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters, even better. It's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton's been indicted on 18 felony counts involving mishandling classified information. Bolton denies wrongdoing, calling this a further weaponization. His lawyer says Bolton kept private diaries. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer said,
within this indictment, it says that none of the 18 counts in the indictment are associated with information that came out from the memoir. Instead, it's about information that was allegedly sent to two individuals within his family, as well as this alleged leak that Iran might have picked up.
Today, President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin and agreed to another round of high-level